Well, Paul, you didn't get the win tonight. Not quite there in the end, but not for a lack of effort.
No, it wasn't. You know, we said to the boys before the game that after the last couple of defeats in the home form, well, the one thing fans want to see is a team going out there and, one, giving absolutely everything they've got, and two, going out there and regardless of what the circumstances are, to try and pass the ball. And it's difficult sometimes, especially when, you know, Crawley have came here and obviously looking for a point, the way they've set up, you know, an injury time, they've got a corner and they're taking it short to waste time. But to be brave on the ball and keep passing it, and you've got to say their goalkeepers made three unbelievable saves towards the end. So we're disappointed we didn't win the game, but got back to basics, kept a clean sheet, which always gives you a chance.
Quite obviously one big talking point tonight, 53 minutes in, so it's come at an important time in the game as well. I remember having asking you a similar question against Oldham when Nathan Tyson was involved. I mean, to my eye, it looked like handball. Joe Walsh was involved. What was your reaction to it?
I think everybody's seen it, apart from the referee and the linesman. And without going on about decisions again, it's another big one that's gone against us. You know, he's gave two handballs in the first half, gave fouls, which weren't as blatant as the one in the box, and it's a penalty kick.
Were you asking for one in the first half as well involving Nathan Tyson, Paul, or did I miss that? You seem to be having a word with the fourth official. There was an incident in the box. It looked a bit clumsy from behind, but you appear to be having a word with the fourth official.
No, we were just from early on. It wasn't for the penalty. We wanted the referee to sort of clamp down on the time wasting. You know, because it was very apparent in the first 10 minutes that every time the ball went out of play, whether it was a goalkeeper or a throw-in, they just wanted to try and kill the game, you know, and we wanted to keep the tempo quite high, so that's what it was.
First half, sort of speculative, ambitious half chances, and then, you know, you threw the kitchen sink at it at the end. Theo Robinson with two great chances. You'd have won the game had it not been for Jamie Ashdown.
Yeah, he's made a fantastic save. It was going in top corner from Theo's header, and then made a great save from Copsey's shot. Theo's went in the follow-up and he's made another great save. But that seems to be the way it's going at the minute. But if you keep working hard and keep believing, the chances will come. But the most important thing tonight, for me anyway, was keeping a clean sheet.
And how important was it? I mean, how much did you stress? The result is important, obviously, but the response from your players. Have you seen enough tonight, Paul, from Saturday to suggest that the players have convinced you they wanted to put right what happened at the weekend?
Yeah, absolutely. I've seen that yesterday in training, and I've seen that tonight. You know, and it sounds that it should be a given, and you shouldn't have to ask players, especially nowadays, to go out there and work as hard as you can. But I thought they'd done that. They kept going, as you said yourself, they chucked a kitchen sink at them towards the end. And, you know, we spoke to them about fans' reaction as well, and if supporters see players going out there and giving it everything right to the very last minute, they'll back them all the way. On the flip side, if you do that, you'll pick up results as well.
The home form, it's been well documented, Paul, but I mean, are you saying it's rubber the green, you're just wanting that little bit of luck in the final third? Because the chances are there, right? It's just getting over the line.
Hey, look, when you're on top in games like we were for the majority of the game today, you have to take your chances when they come. I'm not saying they were really poor misses. You've got to give the goalkeeper credit as well. But when you get these sort of chances when you're on top, you know, if one goes in, they've got to change your game plan, and you've probably gone and scored two or three. It wasn't to be tonight, but you know, it gives us a solid base to go and build on now for the games we've got coming up.
Yeah, you talked about in the build-up to this game as well, players grabbing the chances. Jamie McCombe and Nathan Tyson have both come in tonight, both worked hard, competition for places as well. But did you feel that they've put in a shift tonight and that, you know, this is perhaps their chance to cement a place going forward?
Yeah, everybody knows that with the size of the squad, you know, with a lot of kids on the bench tonight as well, that we might have to chop and change. But more often than not, if you do get your chance, take it. I thought Big Jamie was fantastic tonight, considering the amount of time he's been out. You know, he was a rock. I thought young Luke really responded to him as well, because Isaiah McLeod up front, you know, we've watched their games, he's a proper handful at this level. So defensively wise, as I said, you know, I can't really remember Jed having any save to make of note. So that's a good thing, you know, keeping the clean sheet, getting the basics done right, and it gives you a platform to build on again. Because it was only two games ago, before tonight, that we put in a fantastic performance at Watford, went to Colchester and won, should have beat Preston here. So we've got to keep the belief that we're decent.
And Nathan Tyson brought in tonight. I just wonder how much of that was forced on you because of the Harry Forrester situation, or had you contemplated bringing him in anyway, Paul, and maybe just beefing things up alongside Theo Robinson?
Especially being at home tonight, we wanted to go two up top, you know, We've done the 4-2-3-1 quite a bit the last few games. When it works well, we look absolutely magnificent. When it doesn't, we look as if we've not worked in anything. You know, so that was the main aim, to try and press them from the front tonight, keep them penned in their half, but have them two strikers up front as well.
And Jamie McCooney, he's got his chance now, just going back to him, Paul, because with Rob Jones, what is the latest update on Rob Jones? We've just seen him sort of limping away. I think he mouthed it's a bit sore. What is the latest on him?
Yeah, it is. Well, we had a scan on the bottom of his hamstring, stroke top of his calf yesterday, and thankfully that was okay. There was a little bit of fluid in around his knee. So he's been for another scan late this afternoon, so we'll get the results of that tomorrow. But we're hopeful it's not too bad.
Oh, so you're saying knee rather than hamstring then, Paul?
That's what it's looking like at the minute. You know, but you look at Jamie and look there. You know, that's three games Jamie's come in and kept three clean sheets as well. Yeah. You know, so he's obviously got a big influence in the team as well.
Looking ahead to the weekend, I mean, the good thing about League One is there's games coming thick and fast. It's a bit of a local derby as well, so there's a bit of spice on it. Chesterfield, correct me if I'm wrong, I think they've drawn tonight. So there's a bit on that tonight, you know, a little bit. They're one of the more fancy teams again in League One, so it's another test.
It will be a test, as we will have every game this season. But we take a lot of positives out of tonight. Yes, we can still be better. Yes, we have to finish our chances, you know, but repeating myself, it gives us a platform to move on to Saturday now.
Last question, just looking ahead to that game, but I mean, any new injuries ahead of that game, any bumps and bruises?
No, the boys, a few of them have took knocks at the minute. Looks like everybody's going to be okay.
Okay, so as far as you're concerned, it's just a little bit of luck, no fault through lack of effort or anything like that. It's just that win will come on home soil. You confident?
Yeah, I am. I always believe. I see these players every day, and I know I've got quality in the team. The hardest thing to do sometimes is translate that onto the pitch on a Saturday or a Tuesday night when things aren't going quite well. Thought we started the game really well. There was a little bit of a lull when they looked to have lost a bit of belief. And then the second half we picked it up, and as you said, towards the end they kept going, and very unfortunate not to win.
And lastly, Paul, your 200th managerial game tonight. Couldn't mark it with a win, but the fire's still in the belly, you're still going.
Absolutely, I love it, but I'm going to end up as grey as you are very soon.
On that note, thanks, Paul. Thanks very much. Cheers.